3GXW.
Was that you, John, W3SEF?
Guilty as charged, WV3GXW.
Hey, John, I'm going to have to do a little leaking here. I can't get up to the repeater. I've got trouble with my team viewer, and I'm going to link into you, which I have, and then I'll link into the repeater up there, which I have, and that way whatever comes up to me will go up to the repeater, so I'm going to have to do it that way tonight. It'll just show up as me being connected to the conference server, and I can't watch over all the check-ins that way, but leastways I can feed the information out over the repeater. W3ICF.
All right, let me make this alternate suggestion. I can log into my conference server, and then I can do a connect command and connect the repeater directly to the conference server, and then upon completion of the net, I can disconnect it. How's that sound, over?
Well, that's the way we used to do it, but I didn't know if it would be feasible or not, but yes, yeah, so in that case, I will drop my connection W3ICF-R, and let you handle that, and I'll just be in, you'll show both of us in there that way. That way I can monitor it, and if anything goes wrong, I can know that, but that'll work out fine, so I'll drop the connection W3ICF-R and let you establish that. W3ICF.
Okay, very good. Now the next item of interest here, our outdoor ed activity is the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of October, and we'll be at Skycroft again this year. The first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of October. Over.
I was slow to come back because I write slow. Okay. I got that on the desk calendar here. So that's going to be the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of October, and you're going to be at Skycross, I think you said that was. That's over there, what, toward Hagerstown?
Yeah, that's affirmative. Also, check your text message. KB3JQQ made a good comment. Let me know when ICF-R is disconnected, and then I will send the connect command for the conference server. Over.
Okay, it should be down. I'm just showing me connected to the voice conference server from the W3ICF home computer. So you can go ahead and connect up there, John. And I'm gonna drop this and reconnect so that I can see the list down there.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's on. I've connected it. And KB3JQQ, thank you very much for your text message. You were absolutely correct to have said that. Over.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't have any. I only have the one connection. And amazingly enough, every time I'm connected to a conference server, somebody tries to connect to me. I always see it in the log. All right, wait for the net. KB3JQQ.
All right, very good. I think we got everything handled. I'm gonna. I had pulled over in the car to do this, so now I'm going to resume my trip to the home location. 73's all. God bless America. WB3GXW clear.
Did you catch that nice streaky sunset? I haven't seen anything like that in a while. There's long yellow and blue streaks. I took pictures of it. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, actually, I did see part of it, and a number of days ago, we had a very beautiful sunset, and I did see that one as well. This is the time of year for it as well. Nice chilly weather, and what more can I say? All right, everybody, and we'll go from there. All is good. WB3GXW, Mobile 3 clear.
WI3N, this is WB3KAS portable.
WB3KAS, Jim, good evening. How's everything up where you are?
Hey, very good evening, James. Well, we're kind of winding down a little bit. We've got Jennifer up here from Orlando, been helping out. and getting things ready for winter, but if you can believe that. You know, clean up the front porch and the back patio and put it all away. Among other things, up to Buffalo and back a few times. At various clinics and what have you. Things are looking, well, that's about all I can say. Over.
Okay, well, we are thinking about you. Laurel is thinking about Mary, and I hope everything starts getting worked out better. Let's see. Well, yeah, missed you at the meeting, and Wanda couldn't stay too long, so I know things are tough. So great hearing from you, though. Back over to you, WI3M.
Okay, very good. Well, I may be coming back up here in November, I'm hoping. I think that's when the treatments are over with, and they do some evaluations and see where they go from there. So I don't want to hold you up. You got the net starting in a few minutes, I guess. I just wanted to catch you before we, before I would lose you during the meeting tonight. When I get back, I want to schedule some time and come up and see you and Laura. Maybe go out to lunch. The Red Lobster always sounds good up there in Laura. WICN, this is WBC-KAS. Back to you.
Okay, look forward to that. Give me a call. Send an email or a carrier pigeon, whatever works. And we will definitely get together, absolutely. Thank you for calling. I'm going to start the net up shortly, so I will stand by. Thank you. WI3N.
53 VLTS. WI3N, WB3GXW.
Go ahead, John.
Just a quick reminder that the Ocean City repeater is connected.
Oh, okay. N3HF, I believe. Very good. Thank you. WI3N.
Yeah, dash L is Ocean City, dash R is Silver Spring.
Roger that. Thank you. WI3N.
WB3GXW clear.
Kilo Bravo 3, Mike X-ray Mike. We'll be starting in just a few moments.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the monthly Maryland DC EchoLink conference. Net, this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, and we'll be starting here in just a moment. But first, the sound you just heard is WWV. You can dial that on your smartphone and get time reference anytime you need it. And from the 1924 October issue of QST, I read the following. Probably no radio station has ever rendered the American radio world so great a service as that of WWV in transmitting the standard wave signals. Before these signals began, both broadcaster and amateur wave were uncertain, and often wave meters disagree violently. Since the signal began, those in the East have been able to make precision calibrations on their wave meters and pass the information onto the West. That was written by Hoy Walls in the 1924 issue of QST. It is also the 100th anniversary of WWV call sign, which originated in Maryland and D.C., first at the National Bureau of Standards building near Chevy Chase, Constitution, and Upton, before moving to College Park and then to Beltsville near the now-abandoned airport there, and eventually near Greenbelt, well, south of Beltsville, now named Greenbelt, very near Goddard Space Flight Center. The history of WWV started right here in our section. Thanks again for joining us. We'll be starting in just a moment. This is KB3MXM. Welcome to the September monthly EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink, Wash_DC. Thank you, John, WB3GXW, for allowing us to use your system here to keep those amateur radio operators and our friends and fellow hams in the section well informed. It's a busy night for me, as I just finished the section news, which is now posted on the ARRL website at MDC section. Also sent out via email to those stations that have signed up to receive it directly when posted. There are several things I want to cover this evening. They're very important because I think we'll all benefit from it. And some activities that are coming up in the month of October. This is KB3MXM. First, I'd like to start with a little history lesson. You know, WWV's call sign was designated in 1919. Matter of fact, after League had started. And it stayed in Maryland for 40 years or so in the Washington area and then three Maryland locations. It started through the Department of Commerce's experimental station run by the National Bureau of Standards, located Connecticut Avenue in Upton, then known as Chevy Chase, from 1920 to 1932. It relocated to College Park before then moving to Beltsville and finally to Greenbelt, the location now known as Goddard Space Flight Center. WWV was shut down and moved to Fort Collins, Colorado, in 1966. As a matter of fact, the antenna site in Greenbelt is by the Visitor Center at Goddard Space Flight Center. There's a rich history about WWV in Maryland. It wasn't until in the late 80s that the National Bureau of Standards changed its name to the National Institute of Standards and Technologies and moved to Gaithersburg. So you can see a lot happens around here, and it's an opportunity for us to enjoy it and participate in it. And with that, I'd like to share with everyone on the net this evening that I'm very pleased to announce that the Goddard Amateur Radio Club will be having a special event station commemorating WWV in the state of Maryland. Break. The special event call sign will be Whiskey 3 Victor. It will run in conjunction with the 100-year centennial being run by the North Colorado Amateur Radio Club and the WWV Fort Collins location from September 28th till October 2nd. You can find details in the section newsletter, or in the section news, and I have putting together a press release, and hopefully we'll get it up to the league soon. You might read something about it on the latest news section of ARRL. Right. Some other activities that are going on in the month of October. We've got the Jamboree on the air in October. We've got the Maryland, well, we have the ARRL simulated emergency test going on in Maryland during that period of time. And we've got some ham fests going on. Matter of fact, they include the Hollywood, Maryland. Their ham fest is going on this month called the 7th Annual Tailgate Fest on October the 5th, Saturday, in Hollywood, Maryland, at the Volunteer Fire Department. Also on Sunday, October the well, that's wrong, it should say... should say the 6th, but oh well. On October the 6th is, oh, that's right, it's the 5th. For those that live near the Mason-Dixon line, the Red Rose Repeater Association up north, they're going to have their ham fest. I think it's just north of York. And then on the Cara Fest will be October the 6th at the Harrod County Fairgrounds. And I think also the T-Mark are going to have their meeting there, and there's going to be some guest speakers that are going to be there too. Break. October the 27th, that's a Sunday, the Mason-Dixon Ham Fest the Sportsman's Hall Roller Skating Ring in Upperco, Maryland. And that will be happening on that weekend. And then it's the next one will be the Santa Fest at the American Legion Youth Camp in Cheltenham, Maryland, on Saturday, December the 7th. Break. Also, some activities that are going on. We've got a scout troop that's going to be visiting Anne Arundel. We've got special youth activities going on there too. Don't forget the third Wednesday following. Oh, that was yesterday. The hospital net. Also, we've got a Aries Met video conference coming up on the 24th of September, and that usually participated by the section managers and emergency coordinators in those sections. And let's see, the last thing is, for those of you that may be interested, the ARRL is looking for an emergency management director since Corey's departure. There's information both on the league website and there's a link in the section news. So you might want to look that up. Break. And as I mentioned, JOTA, October 18th through the 20th, find them on the air. So get on the air and help our youth get a chance to talk to some hams. That will be Friday through Sunday, October the 18th through the 20th. That information on the chat window. All right, I don't think I'm doubling. The information on the chat window on how to sign up, and then you can also get your information there too. All right, very good. Yep, and sign up for EchoLink as well, since you're on it already. Make sure you got the current version. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC EchoLink conference here on the WB3GXW repeater, or EchoLink system and linked repeaters. Stand by. We'll be right back. Okay. I also added some VE sessions in the section news. I think they're valuable. I mean, if your friends can't find one, you can certainly go to the VE set, Laurel VE, and see the schedule there. And also, there's some other interesting information. I usually add the shortwave radiogram. That's a HF shortwave broadcast. Matter of fact, part of that's done right across the border here by York on WINB. They transmit MFSK 3264 in images. It's a good chance to exercise your applications on your mobile device or tablet or PC if you got a shortwave radio or an amateur radio for that band. The frequencies and the times are there. Break. Okay, and then the rest of the news, I'm not going to read through all of that. So we've got some great activities happening here in the section, and I'm sure clubs have things going on as well. The summer break for our school kids and some folks is over. We're into October. Matter of fact, the temperature here at my QTH was in the upper 40s. Not surprising, but nevertheless, upper 40s. And so, kind of refreshing, although I'm sure all of you know that it's supposed to get warm again, and we still got lots of tropical systems hovering around the equator. So one just hit Texas, and they got drenched. They're all flooded down there. So if there's opportunities for you to help on the air, you should. All right. Let me see who else is on the net here, and then we'll start going around the horn. I think I'm going to get the repeaters first, and then we'll come back and pick up some of the other stations. Stand by. Oh, the first I'm going to cover is the N3HF. N3HF repeater. Is there any stations on the N3HF-R that would like to check in? Your call sign, please. As soon as I unkey. All right, do we have anybody on N3HF link? All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Philip. Good evening, Philip. W3ICF, and you're
repeater system shows on my list. Why don't you go ahead and give us some words and then check your system for any additional stations. W3ICF.
Yeah, Marty, W3ICF here. Working in a little bit of a patch thing here this evening, so I'm not quite sure if there's anybody on the repeater. Everything else is going well up here in Frederick. And so let me just check and see and give anybody on the repeater a chance to check in. Anyone out there on the RF side of W3ICF-R wants to join the section net, come ahead, please. W3ICF for an RF check-in off of W3ICF-R. Once more time, anybody on the W3ICF repeater out there want to join the ARRL Maryland DC section net for a comment, come ahead, please.
DC3NGJ, Kilo Charlie 3, November Zulu Juliet.
November Zulu Juliet, go ahead if you'd like to speak to Marty. Marty's net control. Take him, Marty. That seems to be the only one.
Okay, Phil, thank you. Kilo Charlie 3, Delta Zulu Juliet. Could I get your first name and location, sir? This is my name is Marty. I'm KB3MXM. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, November Zulu Juliet, Bob Trot, Maryland.
Okay, Bob, thank you. And I've got the call sign, Kilo Charlie 3, November Zulu Juliet. Thank you. Thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. And let's go to KA2JAI. Mike, your repeater system and call any stations, please.
Good evening, Marty. This is KA2JAI. And ordinarily we would have our third Saturday Aries meeting tomorrow, the 21st, but we are postponing it a week. Tomorrow we will be at the county's annual emergency preparedness expo. It's a huge annual event, and it's live demonstrations, emergency equipment, lots of booths with different agencies, activities, all sorts of things. We will have a booth there, we meaning Aries. CERT will also, and there's just tons of others. Just a really big event. So we'll be out there to talk to the public about amateur radio and Aries, and we've got some radios we're going to set up to hopefully do a few demonstrations while we're there as well. So we postponed our meeting out to the 28th. That will be used to prepare for the SCT when we get there. And a couple of weeks ago, the county had their monthly local emergency planning committee meeting. It's attended by a whole list of agencies and committees. Aries is represented there. What they normally do is to have a 45-minute presentation by one of the attendees, something related to emergency management typically. And then each of the others after that gets to stand up and do a few minutes on what's the latest from their area. So this time the featured speaker was yours truly. They asked Aries to speak, and so we had a really nice opportunity to get a lot of the agencies there to know us a little better, who we are and what we do. Last time I wanted to mention, as we're coming up on the monthly VE exam session hosted by the Maryland Mobileers, that will be at the National Electronics Museum on Tuesday the 24th. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. Okay, let me ask if there are any others in the vicinity of the Joint Repeater in Annapolis who would like to check in. Please call now. Oh, and Rick, KC3NRN, I already have you. So anyone else who would like to check in, please call now. This is KA2JAI. I have Paul, KB3KWT, and Rick. Is there anyone else?
KC3NTG, that's Kilo Charlie 3, November Tango Golf, Justin, Baltimore City.
Justin, any other check-ins?
KC3MMN, location Essex.
Hello, Charlie 3, Victor Oscar, National Harbor.
Okay, thank you. We'll go down a list for some brief comments from each one, please. Let me begin with Paul, KB3KWT. Go ahead, Paul.
Mike covered everything, so I don't have any other comments. This is KB3KWT.
Thank you, Paul. Rick, KC3NRN, do you have any comments for us?
Just checking in, preparing for the expo tomorrow. KC3NRN.
Justin, KC3NTG, any comments from you?
Hi, thanks. KC3NTG. I don't know if this is going to get mentioned later, but if anybody's interested in helping out at the Marine Corps Marathon, I heard that they need more hams, potentially up to 20 more, to help out with that. I believe it's DC area, so there's if you Google that, there's more information. Yep, that's it, KC3NTG.
Thank you, Justin. This was a good place to mention that. Lots of people listening, and I heard the same thing, that they need about 25 more hams. Next is KC3MMN. Comments, please?
No real comments. His name is James. Sorry to not mention that earlier. Just checking in that, see what things are like. Back to you.
Okay, and next we have KC3VO, National Harbor.
Q.
This is KC3VO. Have no comments. Appreciate you being on the net for us this evening.
K2JAI.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mike, very much. And Mike mentioned County Emergency Expo. The county is Anne Arundel. Anne Arundel is the county. And if you know your geography, then you figured it out when he said Annapolis. All right, thank you very much, Mike, for all of that and for everyone who joined us and the other other hands for checking in and sharing that information with us. Yes, Emergency Marine Corps Marathon. Very important. We've mentioned it here several times, Justin, in the past. Thank you for bringing it up and reminding us. And we've always been told it's a two-part process, not just one. You've got to sign up, and then you've got to go through the press. You've got to go through the process of getting registered too. So keep that in mind. All right. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. KB3CS did mention that. Yes, I apologize. I must have missed the Mark Maryland 2 group and 1 group November sessions. My apologies. Sometimes I don't copy everything and cut and paste as I should. So they were missing from the list that I sent out. And he does not have a microphone, so thank you for joining us here this evening. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net, held on the third Saturday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW WASH underscore DC Echolink node and linked repeaters. Please stand by. We'll be right back. Okay. Thank you, Scott, for that update. That's a nice list. All right. Let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ, and his link system there near Baltimore. Do you have any stations that would like to check in, sir? And a few words from your station before we go around the horn with the rest of participants tonight. Go ahead, sir.
All right, I'll just say good evening. It's a beautiful night out here. Don't know if you all caught that sunset. I took pictures of it and put it up on Facebook. Other than that, not much going on here. It's only about one ham that would be able to reach this thing, and he's not been very active for a while. KB3JQQ.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to admit, I'm not doing this in order, folks. I'm single-handed here, as they say in the sailing business. I've got four windows going at one time, so it's cut and paste into my editor and then sorting the stations. So I know you might have been in first, but I'm kind of going from the top of the list, okay? And if I missed you, we'll get you right. We'll get you somewhere along the way. Let's go to KC3DSO. Stephen, what do you have for the net this evening? Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator, sir. As soon as I unkey. Sorry.
Steven, KC3DSO. Thank you, Marty. Just a couple quick things. As you mentioned, the Aries Mac calls on the 24th. Anybody needs any information, just drop me a line. My call sign at gmail.com. September 28th is the Prince George's County's OEM Emergency Preparedness Day. And PG Aries will be there, and similar to Anne Arundel's, there's going to be demos, going to do windlink stuff, some HF, EHF, and UHF, and packet. And we have a good table of literature we're going to be handing out as well. October 3rd is our fourth quarter hospital drill, and we're going to be working with a new regime of swapping the stations, so the operators will, instead of working at their normal assigned hospital or location, they're going to be rotated one notch around so we can get people working at different locations. And Wednesday was our monthly HF net. We had about 20 check-ins. The Wednesday following the third Monday, if anybody can check in, that's great, 3820. And it only runs about a half an hour, so it's pretty quick. And that's it for me, Marty. Thank you. KC3DSO.
All right, very good. Thank you, Stephen. And I also shared with Stephen, I think we could pull off a all-hands simulate emergency test. And what my vision is that we operate on our VHF simplex frequencies. Now, keep in mind, all those at simplex frequencies that are listed are not just simplex frequencies. Some of the lower ones that are listed as simplex are actually repeater frequencies. So you want to be very careful. I shared a list and a kind of a plan with Stephen. So if you're interested in doing something like that, we can move forward with that too. That gives a chance for everyone to participate in the set. The idea is turn on your HT during a given period of time and then call. Give your call sign, your location, or your zip code so somebody knows where you are. And you might be very surprised who can hear you, and then you just copy their call signs down. And, we're still working on the mechanics of this, but the idea is that when the infrastructure isn't there, we may very well, as far as simplex goes, on VHF or UHF, or even in the higher bands. I can imagine line of sight for 900 megahertz, not that far, or 1.2 gig. But the opportunity to use your HT, you could easily find out who's within your range based on your geography. Although an HT in the desert can be heard a lot further than somebody in the Appalachians. And which goes to say, too, if you're in those areas, like in the Appalachians, there are simplex frequencies to listen to help hikers. So everybody can participate if you have a VHF or UHF radio. All right, thank you, Stephen, very much, and appreciate all of your help. With that in mind, let's see if we can go to Jim, our section emergency coordinator, WB3KAS. Jim, go ahead.
KB3MFM in this great group. This is WB3KAS. Calling live from New York in Niagara Falls, Niagara Frontier, Western New York. Today, good evening to all. We're doing some family help that need some assistance. And we'll go up here for a couple of days. Hopefully, we're traveling back early Sunday morning for a Sunday afternoon arrival back home, Brandywine, Maryland. I'd like to comment on the WWV. Take a break here. When I was young, very young, back in the 60s, I built my first Heath Kit general coverage receiver, and Dad and I put that thing together, and we tuned around the band, just doing nothing but shortwave listening. And we ran across the WWV, and they had just moved to Colorado. This is in the early or mid-60s, so it had to be 67, somewhere on there. And it was very, very interesting. And I got my my first QSL card also. They handed out QSL cards quite freely back then. Second item I want to bring up, Rick, is the Maryland DC Suction Aries system. We have 17 emergency coordinators assigned throughout the 26 jurisdictions we have in the Maryland DC section that need your help. So if you have a relationship with Aries in the county and they haven't heard from you for a while, I certainly encourage you to revisit your the relationship with them. If you don't have a relationship with them, make sure that you can contact the emergency coordinator for that county. They were more than welcome. Would like to have you as a member of the help out in any of the programs that they have running for the county. And I appreciate Stephen, who just checked in, KC3DSO, my assistant. I don't know how much I can thank you for riding herd on all the details while I'm away and keeping the ship afloat. So back to Net Control. A very good evening, everybody. And we'll see y'all when we get back into town next week. This is WBC, KAS Portable, Niagara Falls, New York. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much for all of that. Very important, yes. ARES is the coordinating organization for Amateur Radio Emergency Services, where they get this name, and coordination with served agencies. For example, we, meaning the ARES team and leadership in your section, is contacted regularly when there are possibilities of storm-related situations by one of our served agencies, which is ESF 6, Emergency Function 6 for sheltering mass care. So they contact us. We're on the mailing list, and that's why sometimes you'll hear about this. Very important when you need to have that availability, when a hurricane might be approaching the area, there might be evacuations from the Eastern Shore. I think I was told there's 3,500 students that would have to be evacuated from the Eastern Shore if a hurricane was going to threaten that area. That's a lot of people moving in a very short time. So thank you very much, Jim. All right. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW node, Wash_DC. We're going to take just a break and let repeaters reset. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. All right, let's go down the list as I see it. Let's go to Chris. This is Chris, KB3Charlie Sierra, Chris. And then we'll go right to the other Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. But first, let's take care of KB3Charlie Sierra. Go ahead, Chris. Oh, no microphone. R. Okay. Okay, Chris. I just saw it pop up. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll catch you next time. I'm sure you're getting a lot of info off the net. Better be you than me, because I look like a drummer in a rock band right now. Everything's moving. Okay, roger, roger. All right, let's go to Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris is the net manager for the Baltimore Traffic Net. And go ahead, Chris, give us some info.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. The Baltimore Traffic Net is looking for net control stations. We have two nights available if you're interested in traffic handling and if you're interested in learning how to be a net control station or an alternate net control station. We can train you, and we'd love to have you come and work with us. You can send me an email at ab3wg@arrl.net. Also, Marty, I enjoyed reading the article. I believe in last month's QST, you were featured in a picture leading a group of Red Cross volunteers through an exercise. So thank you for doing a great job representing the MDC section. Great stuff, good article in QST. That's all I have for tonight, 73AB3WG.
Well, thank you, Chris. And if you want to listen to the Baltimore Traffic Net, you can find it on 145.33 nightly at 6:30. When I got started, I must have listened to that net for every day for a month just to get the understanding of the rhythm of how the net goes, and then started to volunteer to take traffic. Or anyway, I ended up as net manager, and now Chris has that. And also, thank you, Chris. Well, that was a team effort that you might have seen in the QST. I'll tell you, it was really originated by the Red Cross. There are hands that work for the Red Cross, and Craig, one of those hams, and a ham out in Frederick also. It was a combination of coordination and careful planning, and then big support from the league to get all of that in place. And the idea was to demonstrate that we could have messages come from any areas stations within a given area. In this case, it was mostly north, like Virginia North. And I think there was a dozen stations. We were using MT63 digital mode. A message was sent The messages were collected at headquarters, and then the entire message, all of those messages were put together, and they were all sent to Red Cross in plain language using a Red Cross form. And the image you saw was me pointing at the screen showing them that the next message was coming in, and it was a simulated emergency message that they needed something. And all the ones you saw in the picture there behind me, they were all representatives of Red Cross across their leadership. And it was very successful. And I hope to play that again with us here in the section. Our next, let me take a break, stand by. Our next job, our next role is to use our amateur radio capabilities at some of the Red Cross locations and see if we can actually run Echolink VHF traffic to the nodes. Now, we know we can do it HF-wise, but like in Salisbury and places like that, in Baltimore, in Frederick, they want us to give them the results of us running some traffic through the local nodes. So, yeah, we're very involved with the Red Cross, which is a great relationship, and thank you. I want to thank them if they're listening. Thank you very much for the opportunity. All right. Let's take a break. I'm going to go to Tom, W3TDH, and then right after Tom, we're going to go to Stu, WI3J. So, Tom, you're first. Anything from the Skywarn side? And go ahead, sir.
Very good, sir. On the Skywarn side, things have been quiet in the last couple of weeks, which is a good thing. As we used to say in fire and rescue, if we're having a boring day, the public's having a good one. We had our annual picnic and quarterly meeting, and although I wasn't able to make it because I had a commitment elsewhere, I understand from those who did that it went quite well. But I wanted to share something from the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, and that is that on the first Wednesday in November, we are having two guest presenters from the Goddard Space Flight Center that you were talking about earlier. One is their lead solar laboratory scientist, and the other is their lead atmospheric scientist for the ionosphere. And they're going to talk to us about ionospheric reflection and solar minimums and maximums and sunspots and all sorts of nifty stuff like that. And I don't think you could find a more authoritative source for that information anywhere in the region. And they will be coming to the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club the first Wednesday in November. And anybody, and I mean anybody, is welcome to attend. So I just wanted to share that with you. And that's all I have for right now. So back to net, W3TDH.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I think that's the 6th. I just looked it up on the calendar. Thank you very much. That's right. What happens up there happens down here. So if it's a good day up there, it's a good day down here. And, you know, it goes back to that propagation beacon, WWV, WWVH. You know, I have heard both of them, when one is quiet in their silent period, I can actually hear WWVH out of Hawaii. So pretty cool stuff. Thank you very much, Tom. All right, let's go to WI3J. Stu, anything for the net, sir?
Hey, good evening, Marty. Everyone on the net, WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, Montgomery County, Maryland. Thanks for the information on WWV. Very interesting. A lot of good detail there, the history of it or whatever. And I don't know if it's still kicking around. There was some talk about defunding WWV and not knocking it off the air. And I haven't heard anything more about that. I think it's being funded at least for another year, but boy, that would be a big loss if that ever happened. And the other thing, all of the radio-controlled indoor-outdoor weather stations rely on the signal from Fort Collins. I guess every night around midnight or whatever, it synchronizes your clock and date and everything in your weather station. So, you know, we rely on that also. So thanks for the update there, Marty. Back to you, WI3J.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, let's move down the list. We've got next, I can't scroll when I do that. The screen gets too big. All right, let's go to, hey, Tommy, look at you. You did check in. There he is. N3TJO. Go ahead, Tommy, you're next.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. Looking forward to running the special event station next weekend. The WWV, that should be a good time. And the Goddard Amateur Radio Club celebrated its 50th anniversary open house this past week. We had a good turnout, nice barbecue, and a lot of fun with that by all. Thanks for running the net, and thanks for setting up that special event for us. 3TJO back in at control.
All right, Tommy, very good. 50 years... Indeed. Sorry, I missed it, but unfortunately, I still got that day job. I'm working on getting out of it. All right. Thanks, Tommy, and thank you and your team down there for helping us out with the WWV. Look forward to it. I'm going to come visit you when we're doing it too, as I mentioned on the phone to you. All right. Next on my list is Cliff, Kilo Bravo 3, Papa Lima Mike. Go ahead, Cliff. All right, let's go to David, KB3IGW, India Golf Whiskey. David, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. And this is David, IGW, in Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I'm the club treasurer, of the Maryland Mobileers Amateur Radio Club. And I, too, will be supporting the AA County Emergency Prep Expo at Marley Station tomorrow morning. And one of my jobs is to direct the exhibitors to their designated area. So it should be a lot of fun, a lot of, like Mike, KA2JAI, was saying, there's going to be a lot of people there, the public, as well as the emergency personnel, and should be a lot of fun. And I know the kids get a lot of kick out of last year, year before last, that they're blowing all the sirens of the fire trucks and the police. So they had a great time too. So with that, back to you, Marty. This is WB3IGW.
All right, very good, David. Thank you for your help there too, and my best to the Mobileers. All right, let's go down to Pete. KB3, November, Juliet Kilo. Pete, a few words for the Netster. All right, no Pete. Do we have, hey, Jim, WI3N. Jim's on. He works with Tom, W3TOM, Atlantic Division Director, and he works with him and part of the division up there. What's going on, Jim? Anything to share?
Okay, thank you, Marty, and good evening, everybody. So one of the things that I've been trying to do, and finally am hopefully on the way to doing it, spoke with Bill Edgar, our former director, today. We'll probably in the near future have a webinar and get the section managers, section emergency coordinators, their assistants, NEECs, on the webinar to go through how we're going to get folks to put their ICS 205s up on a space like for each section, so that if you, with the Aries map thing, if you decide you're gonna run up to from Maryland up to Western PA to help out, you can go on, find what repeaters, what simplex frequencies, that sort of things in the area where you're going, so you'll know what to do when you get there. Anyway, that's been my goal, and I think we're going to finally start getting a little closer to it. And also I'll mention the Laurel Amateur Radio Club tomorrow has its test session at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street. Thank you, Marty. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good. You know, it, as well as the 205, the 309, that is, matter of fact, the 309 is starting to become very, very important and emergency communication preparedness. The 309 is a type form, type meaning the type of classification that you fall in. So, for example, if you happen to be, let's say, logistics person, or you're working with finance, or you're amateur radio, or you're CERT, or RACES, the 309 is becoming very popular in emergency preparedness circles. And that means that you should have a portfolio. If you're doing emergency support services, I suggest you get a good feel for the different, like the 205, the 213s. You should have a feel for those and have a little portfolio, something you take with you. You'd be surprised. You get out in the field, and all of a sudden you might be given the responsibilities to find a frequency on a 205 and then pass a 213 message, and you're like, geez, if I would have only brought that cheat sheet with me. So have that binder, or have it saved somewhere where you can be easily accessible. Thank you very much, Jim, and best to the Laurel team for their test session tomorrow. Now we're going to move down to Rick, KC3NWA, November Whiskey Alpha. Go ahead, Rick. All right, Rick's not with us. Okay, Al, you can add that to the conversation. Hang on, I have a comment when you're ready. Okay, and John does too. All right, just give me just a second. I'm going to take Arnold, K3TEL, and then I'm going to move to, I'll do you, John, and then I'll do Father Al for the National Traffic System stuff. So K3TEL, Arnold, a few words for the net, sir.
Kilowatt 3 Tango Echo Lima. I'll say good evening all. And just listening and trying to take in all what you're all saying. And I don't get on here that much up here, but I decided to come on because I was reminded of it from my neighbor up the street sent me an email about it. So I'm surprised. I don't think he's on tonight. KB3NAC, he might be, but I don't think he is. He just reminded me of it. Anyway, that's it for now. I'll say good evening, K3TEL.
Okay, Arnie, thank you very much. All right, let's go to John, WB3GXW. You have a comment, and then we'll go right to... right to Father Al. Go ahead, John.
WB3GXW. Good evening, everybody. Marty, see you were successful relative to our conversation earlier today. That's great. Second item is you should probably send a presser to the folks at This Week in Amateur Radio, TWIAR, and also Amateur Radio Newsline. And they can get it out next week or whenever. Those are the other two biggies as far as amateur radio news and information. And I think that's all I got. Good night, everybody. WB3GXW Bulletin is tomorrow at 8.
All right. The Bulletin is tomorrow at 8 p.m. Is that correct? Oh, wait a minute. Got to get off the mic again.
That's affirmative. We'll start with Amateur Radio Newsline and then go to ARRL Audio News. And I don't know which supplemental bulletin the league will have. Is it So Now What, or is it The Doctor Is In? I don't know which one we'll get tomorrow. And then Sunday night at 7 p.m. we'll be starting off with This Week in Amateur Radio, which is pretty long, but it got all kinds of different segments. So get your pressers out there, Marty, to those two. They got big coverage. Over.
Yeah, this was a hat trick. I didn't think I was going to make it. And getting it off the ground. Okay, 205 is about 8 entries, says Stephen. Excellent, says Al. Okay, and that's when I show up for bulletin, says Scott. Okay, very good. Thank you, John, and thanks again. Okay, let me see. Let me do a quick count here, make sure I haven't had anybody new added. Stand by. Do I have Stu on here? All right, hang on a second, folks. I got to do a little housekeeping. We're going to take a break. All repeaters reset. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. This is the monthly MDC Section EchoLink net on the WB3GXW EchoLink node, Warsh_DC. All stations stand by. All right, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I have about a dozen stations here, Al. can you give me the short version for tonight for National Traffic System and your comments on the wind link part, please? Go ahead. W3YVQ.
Very well. Thanks, Marty, and good evening, all. And Animal WY3N and our officials from the section. And it's come up around the country on a number of occasions now that folks who have been asked to respond Aries fashion into another area probably are not going to have internet available to them as they arrive. And it may be difficult to look on one link for a list of the HF gateways and packet gateways within the area into which they're being deployed, and having that on the 205s or other forms or any kind of a list available within section that the incoming stations can be advised to check is very helpful. And secondly, another matter that comes up all over the country is the fact that packet gateways are often left in a state where on Winlink they connect to the CMS through an internet connection. If the internet goes down, they cease to be useful for any purpose unless they have multifunction software aboard. However, there is a solution for that which is often overlooked. A good reminder for your packet gateway stations is to look at the tri-mode software option for being able to take traffic posted on such Winlink packet gateways and hold it for locals, but send it out through a manual connection on HF Backdoor into the HF gateways for the Winlink system, and the traffic can then be propagated anywhere in the country. It's particularly useful for moving agency traffic out of the NIMS ICS deployment area when the internet is down. And the software application is built in to the packet gateway suite, so it's not terribly hard to get it and get it installed. But you do need to have an HF radio and a Pactor modem available to run Pactor 3 into those HF gateways, since many do not accept slower speed connections to them. But that HF auto-forwarding out for packet gateways is automatic and is a very valuable asset to have. And of course, intrinsically, those stations have the ability to hold local traffic in their database. Right. And what is not generally known by people visiting other areas is what stations are primarily concerned with running radio email peer-to-peer. Here in this section, for example, there are a lot of folks who have a terrific network capability in PG County for the hospital net, etc. And someone coming in from out of state may not know the call signs of the people operating in that peer-to-peer group. You might consider how valuable it might be to have a list of them available for AriesMAT responders. And of course, they need to be advised in advance to have radio email applications aboard. If their software supports it, they can use Express, otherwise airmail is fine. Bert? And for all of your operators in Aries, you can work out terrific response plans, provide for AriesMAT support, have great interagency rapport, but when the fellows get on scene, they're likely to face outbound welfare traffic in significant volume, particularly when shelter deployment is used for evacuation of large numbers of people. They're going to want to let somebody know where they are and that they're safe. And if the internet is down, you're stuck. Of course, Winlink does have a bridge to the internet in the CMS, so all that welfare traffic can be, if it has email addresses, can be posted directly onto the public internet via an HF radio connection, or such traffic can be moved in regular radiogram format. And keep in mind also that RRI's digital traffic network, the old NTSD, can also handle email formatted text between the breaks. It's a standard radiogram with a preamble and a deliverable address, having phone numbers and or email addresses on it. But between the break at the start of the text and the end of the text can be fully email formatted so that it's easy to copy and paste ICS form content between the breaks and push those messages out. Of course, transmitting them manually requires dealing with upper and lower case and punctuation. We have a solution for that within our messaging services nationally as well. But I wanted you to know that the DTN can handle them just like they handle regular radiographs. But of course, you can use Winlink and send email formatted text as well, either in the body text or in an attached text file, along with doc files and pictures, etc. Right. Hence, a modicum of homogeneity is what the country at large is looking for in these Aries Mat type situations. Are your people equipped to handle radio email? Do they know how to extract the contents of ICS forms that an agent on site might be using under NIMS ICS? Can you get his computer connected to yours? Can you use PacLink in order to give him a tactical address where he can directly send and receive his traffic without an amateur radio having to rewrite it or retype it? Do all of your operators know how to transmit plain text and ordinary radiograms, in other words, with the voice protocols that the experienced traffic handlers expect? If not, you'll have a circus on your hands. And do they know how to send a continuous book of welfare traffic using a common numbered radiogram indicating that they are safe and sound at the shelter? All of these things are part of the big package that reaches beyond your local communications responsibilities and areas to your national ones. And lastly, the MEPN meets every day. We have representatives of both the digital traffic network and radio email by HF connections outside the section, if necessary, should the section be in an infrastructure failure. Currently, we have two or three counties who check MEPN on a regular basis. We have to take all of our inbound mass mailing traffic, welcoming new hands, and deliver it by wide area telephone service from among a few of our operators, when in fact, we ought to be doing that in each county, so that the local person delivering the message can give a new ham the particulars of where the repeaters and club meetings are in his county. To that end, we'd like to see a representative from every county on MEPN daily. That's a big lump to swallow. I hope you all have a pleasant weekend. 73-ALL-W3-YVQ.
Okay, thank you, Father Al, for that information. And just to add one more thing, and you heard Chris, AB3 Whiskey Golf. This information, this training, knowledge you're going to gain from operating nets is very, very important. I find that it's useful in even corporate meetings, professional meetings, to be able to identify each individual and be able to, especially now, and we're using more and more telecommunications and video conferencing, you'd be surprised how quickly a conference call can become a train wreck. And I've been on them, and I know if you've been on them, when someone says, who's on the phone? Oh, my goodness. All right, thank you very much. All right, moving down the list, and hopefully I've lost not anyone else, but let's go to KC3, DWE, Mr. Mark, you're next, sir. All right, let's go to N3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf, Milford.
Yes, this thing is working. Yes, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in beautiful Bowie. The context that Father Al was given, I thought that was so good because, you know, we look at amateur radio as, you know, it's a fun thing. But, hey, it's got a very serious side. And I really appreciate listening to Mr. Father Al. And thank you for that. And thank you, Marty, for running the net. I got a lot out of it this week, and we hope to talk to you all later on. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Milford. And to Mike, Whiskey 3, Yankee Uniform Tango. Thank you, Mike. I got your note. I just responded. Very good. And, you know, if you're interested in where these HF nets are, especially traffic nets, you can find them online. They're very easy to find. Find them at the league, There's also a website that has all that traffic stuff on it. And along with that binder of good, useful information, you know, having a radiogram in there, having a cue signal list in there, all those good things. And your net managers or your control operators should be more than able to help you put your little portfolio together. All right, let's go to W4 Yankee Papa. I have, I know you're not iPhone, but you are a user, so how about Whiskey 4 YP? All right, nothing heard there. Mr. Rick, N3RO. Sorry, I didn't catch you early on, Rick. Do you have anything to add to this, to the net tonight, sir? Sir, go right ahead. All right, Stu, WI3. Did I get you, Stu? I didn't think I got you in it. Stu, are you still with us? Oh, I did get you way up there at the top, didn't I? Stu, did I call you already? I can't remember. Go ahead. All right, I don't hear Stu. All right, let me just add one more thing to the net before we close this evening, folks. It's just wonderful to be able to help all of you and your section staff to be able to help you, too. We need your help, too. We need you to tell us what's happening in the section so we can get it to our Twitter page or our social media accounts and Facebook and email and the section news and the other clubs and the affiliated club coordinator, the information. A lot of it does come in, and I filtered through a lot of this, and I've come to realize that it's the section news went out this evening almost. And so if you're a news guru and you like doing this kind of stuff, you need to call me because I'm going to need some help, especially over the next couple of months. There's a lot of things going on, and we're leading up to some important stuff next year, too. So if you're talking to your PICs, your public information coordinators, your public information officers at your club, which you should be, also in your Aries teams, your radio enthusiasts, you know, in some way, and pass that information around, get it up to the section, and we can get it out to everybody. But thank you very much for joining us this evening, and we had a great time, I think. I hope everyone heard something they liked, and they'll leave and talk about it some more. Let me see. I got one more thing. Stand by. Everybody stand by. I'll be right back. KB3MXM, this is the Maryland DC Section Echo Link. Stand by, please. Okay, I found it. So if you're a member of a club, please contact your club representatives, you know, the ones that you've voted in. Make sure that they update their club information. So every 2 years they have to submit their report. And we try to contact them. We, the meaning of section staff, tries to contact them and remind them to do so. I don't want anyone who's a club member to lose the opportunity for special service clubs or other things that you're doing. So please have your club representatives check to make sure they're current. That's all I have. Does anyone have any alibis or anything they'd like to add to the net before closing? This is KB3MXM, your call sign, please.
W3TDH.
TDH, go ahead.
I did forget to mention that I and many other volunteers here were pre-alerted by one of our served agencies, which was the Salvation Army, and they said be prepared to go at very short notice, but they did tell us that they weren't sure what sections of their system would be drawn on for people to go out on the relief effort, both in Bermuda and elsewhere. And several days later, about a week later, they stood us down and said the needs had been filled from sections that were physically closer and therefore would incur less transportation costs for the Salvation Army. But I did want to let you know that they had called on us and asked us to be prepared to go, so that relationship is working well. Back to net, W3TDH.
Oh, very good. Thank you. And, you know, that was the other thing I was trying to look for, and you just reminded me about served agencies. FYI, if you are commuting into or near or around D.C. on Monday, I think the date is Monday the 23rd, there are some scheduled protests in the D.C. area and you can find like WTOP's covering it and several other media outlets down there. Just be mindful that there's going to be protesters in the D.C. area at many locations. So your public transportation, metros, Ubers, taxicabs, buses, trains, planes, and automobiles, just be aware of that if you're traveling in or around D.C. or expecting someone who might be coming in through or around D.C. at that time. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is, my name is Marty, Kilo Bravo 3, Mike X-Ray Mike. You've been listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system, Wash_DC. We'll see you here next month, and have a safe weekend. 7-3 all.
KC3DSO, this is WB3KAS.
KC3DSO, how you doing, Jim?
Yeah, pretty good. Let me sign out of here, and I'll give you a direct call, okay?
Okay, I'll sign out as well then, is that right?
Yeah, just disconnect from the conference server, but stay on EchoLink, and I'll find you, okay?
Very good. I'll be standing by.
Thank you much. WB3KAS, you pulled the plug. Thank you all. See you later.